I'm like, hey, what's up? Hello. Popo knocking on Diddy's door. Yo, that's crazy.
Welcome to another episode of Coffee, Blunts, and Donuts.
No Diddy.
He just learned what no Diddy means, okay? So, this guy. It's your girl, Natasha Tamara. I'm here with...
It's your boy... ITS, Gas Daddy, Gas
Diggity. I never know what to call it, so I just...
every name, in name, rickety. But we're here today, and it's going to be another good episode. This is episode number 19.
Yeah, that's how you say it.
Uno, dos.
19.
Yeah, but no, for real. Welcome back, Natasha. Welcome back.
Javon, welcome back. Welcome back to Coffee, Blunts, and Donuts. We have rich, well-rounded discussions from a higher perspective. Let's see if I can hit the right button for that.
A round of applause to yourself for that.
I didn't.
But I will say this.
There we go.
There's a lot of going on the internet.
There's a lot of things going on in the internet, is correct.
Not here to bash Diddy. But Diddy? Trying to advance my quotes? No?
I just don't know what to say about him. Like, it's all crumbling down around him. You know, it's affecting his family, his sons. Like,
how's it affecting his sons?
His sons just got arrested today. They just ran up in his house, and he was nowhere to be found. But his sons were.
Yeah, you're dumb, but his sons were.
I just I don't know. I pray for justice and...
I'm thankful for sunshine. I'm thankful for pain.
No.
How's that shit go? You're praying for Diddy? You said you're praying for justice, or you're praying for Diddy or Justin?
Justice. For the truth to come out. For everybody who played a part to, you know.
What do you mean everyone played a part? Cassie told us who played a part. Cassie, the Molly dealer. You can't blame the prostitutes that she was hooking up with. Like, that, let's keep it real, right? I ain't saying Cassie hated every moment of it. I ain't saying she liked every moment of it. But, dog, we seen her on the red carpet. She always had that big smile on her face. It could be fake. We know that. But, like, damn. I gotta hit my people up in Vegas, yo. I know there's a lot of prostitutes probably saying, like, damn, I could have hit Cassie. But it's weird, Cassie. Like, yo, you want to hit Cassie and let Diddy watch? Ooh, that's different.
Cassie's from out here.
From where? New England?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
She is.
That is some New England girl type shit to do. Oh, now I'm mad. I fucked in front of my, I fucked another man in front of my man. Now I'm mad at the world. I don't know. I'm joking, but nah. I got also,
again
I
on this Women's History Month. Exactly.
Because
we're still in it.
I didn't say every woman drinks and becomes Wendy Williams.
I think you did.
But I also did not say every woman drinks and don't become Wendy Williams.
So he's not taking it back. So
I'm taking it back. I just apologize. That was
not
very
an apology at all.
There's mad empathy in that.
At all.
It was everything. Yo, it was just say let black women be unapologetic, expressive, brave, and soft.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. The soft part's crazy because
and
everything
soft.
On there is not
we
soft
are
about anything
soft
on there.
Girl errors.
Being
now,
unapologetic
okay?
is not soft.
Yes.
Being
it
expressive is.
Is
not soft.
Listen.
Oh, you're saying soft in a different. Okay, so all right, my fault.
No, they can be. All of these can happen, and you could still be soft. Okay, I can be unapologetic and not come down your throat and be soft about it.
Pause. No Diddy. Yo, stop the taping. This one's on Patreon. You can find this episode.
I can I can be all these things and still be soft. Us women, us black women. Okay, so let us be. And that's why I'm wearing the shirt on the almost last day, last week of March.
Are you saying white women can't be soft? I'm just asking for the
general
consensus.
They can be soft, but they're already known to be soft. And submissive, they would say. And I don't
wait,
know
so soft? Soft means just submissive? Is, hold on, time out. Okay, let's. So, okay.
It's not. During Women's History Month,
she said.
But they're already known to.
Nah, I don't know.
Come off that.
Since
way,
we're talking about submissive, that's more like, I would say, like Asian culture with women. A few Latin culture too.
I feel like that's a big reason why Black men date white women. That's a big reason that they say is because they're more submissive and, you know, they don't talk back and they don't have the attitude and they can get away with anything. They can call them, you stupid bitch, shut the fuck up. And I'm like, okay.
You can say that to a Black girl too, but you don't need to say that to any woman. I'm just saying. But you can say that to any female, but.
You're getting away with
it. Nah, that ain't why. Why can't a man just like a woman?
No, a lot of the guys asked. A lot of guys that date white females, and that's what they say. A lot
what
of
do
them,
they,
that's
say?
What they say? They are more submissive. They're they don't talk back as much, or
that,
you know, they just fall back and let the man be the man as they want it to be.
So you're saying Black women don't fall back and let the man be the
they
man?
They do. There are some women like that, but
yo, honestly,
a lot of women stand up for themselves. Honestly, and
I think it's more culturally. I don't know if it's a color thing. I'll say it like this. American women are hardly submissive, especially if they're from up north.
Oh, definitely.
Now, when you get down south, American women, yo.
Oh, definitely. Now I'm about to lose.
Now I'm about to. If you thought there's they were difference. Mad at me last time. When you get down south, American women, Black or white, Latin, whatever it is, way more submissive, way more proper.
And
actually, nicer people. Those are softer women.
Like
they have a nice soul. We're down
men,
south.
Yes, the men. I mean, they're way more. They judge more. They expect a woman to do
not
certain
all of
things
them, not
more.
All of them, not all
okay,
of them.
That's okay. Not all of the women
down south. Yes, sir. That's what the grits. Yeah. Girls raised in the south are way more polite. Aww. They say, "How are you doing?" They make you breakfast. They say, yeah, "I mean." Y'all up here be like, you get a McDonald's 2 for $2 and an iced coffee in the winter. I hate that shit. I'm kidding. I don't know. Just talking. Yo, Tio, just talking shit. Trigger alert. This episode is going to be very triggering.
Oh, man. He said he was ready. We talked earlier. He said he was ready to go in this episode. Why? I don't know. But why don't you do your thing?
I don't know if the truth is going in, though. Deep sigh. I'm gonna laugh. See that? I don't know if the truth is going in, though.
I don't know what
no, but not for real. Though. How y'all doing? Welcome back. Another episode of Coffee, Blunts, and Donuts, episode number 19. Yo, we keep going. Yo. That's what we got to do here at the end of the day. This episode is brought to you by, again, me and Natasha, because this shit is not monetized. Like, yo, what's up? Sponsorship packages are now up and ready. You can find those links on the social media platforms.
It's just us. We're going to get back to interviewing, having guests, going out and about, doing pop-ups here and there. But, you know, sometimes you just got to take a break and fall back and reset and refresh. So it's spring. Spring has sprung, even though it's mad flipping cold out here right now. But
you might as well teach these young ladies who don't know how to roll up a blunt yet, how to roll a blunt.
This is a tough one. It's a Fonto. And
this Fonto
not,
pack is old. I just realized. So yeah, this so is the one that's been sitting in
the
this
old man pack.
On top of that,
yeah, no. I can put on a master class one day. You know?
A master, a blunt rolling master class. That yo, listen. We, you know what? We're gonna post that up. That's gonna actually be up there. We gotta get that going.
Whether you wanna learn to roll a good joint, Fonto, backwoods, you know, whatever you want. I got it.
You should bring E. Mm-hmm. Have her roll these blunts. E can roll her ass off. Yo, it's always been amazing to me to find out, like, the women that can roll up. It's kind of scary, though, if, say, like, you go out, if you're kicking it with a chick, and you go out, and she rolls a blunt, and you look at it, and you're like, who taught you how to roll up? How long you been smoking?
Right.
Where you smoke
it's like,
with?
How long you been smoking?
Like, where'd you learn to roll up?
I've been smoking too long.
But did a guy teach you how to roll up? technically?
I don't remember.
You kept practicing, maybe, but did a guy first show you how to roll up?
I don't remember, but the first time I smoked was out of a homemade bowl anyway, so I didn't even really smoke. I thought you were going to say an
apple. Most girls know the US
smoke out of an apple. Like a plastic bottle or something.
That's fumes. Y'all had gas.
But yeah, probably around the guys where I learned the techniques of rolling up, especially freaking Fontos and shit. Right. But
Fontos are new. You've been smoking since like
Phillies and shit.
See, I don't want to age you real quick. I was gonna say the Dutch Master era, but since we're gonna take you there, you better say the $7 pack of Phillies, because if you were smoking since the $2.50 pack of Phillies, yo, you're up there. No, tell them the $7
pack. The $7 pack.
Yo.
But yeah, I was always the one that's rolled in college and everything. So it's just what I do.
Like, yeah, that's crazy.
I think people who smoke and roll, they like the process of breaking up the bud, breaking down the Fonto or the backwood, putting it in the roll, rolling it up, you know, the whole, all taking all the steps into
right
before smoking. So then you enjoy.
I mean, that's part of the, that's more. That's like the therapy in it.
Right, exactly.
It's therapy.
Weed is therapy.
It's like you're sitting there just thinking about it. Before you get out, like, yo, you're cracking it up. You always smell it. Everyone always smells their butt like, oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, whatever that ticking noise is, it's really. Can you hear it in your headphones?
I'm worried about it.
But I'm trying to figure out what it is.
I don't know what it is, but block it out, dude. Block it out.
I can't. And then, yo, shout out Justin for putting that spotlight right there. I can't even look. Every time I look this way, I'm like, yo. Everything is just.
Shout out Via Guatemala Coffee. Shook us up with some coffee today.
Right? On the low. Ski.
Ooh, strong, black, smooth.
Hedgeman is building a little platform over here on the low, yo.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Shout out to Hedgebetter Studios. We out here. Shout out Justin. Can I see you later?
Shameless plug. I'm going to pass it like this.
Get your CBD lighters. Get your lighters.
It's crazy because they're free. Like, yo. $3.99.
I gave a couple out to a couple people. They're out there. They're around. So when you see them, just know it's a special person right there.
I'm not going to say you damn near tackled somebody to get one to somebody that's a famous rapper, but.
I didn't.
Okay.
Damn it.
Okay.
The story was they were coming out of the club the same time that we were coming out. So we just kind of got brushed all together. And then when I seen it was them, I was like, oh, shoot. I had this light in my pocket. I'm like, here you go. My long ass arms. Give that to him.
Didn't even tell him what it was.
Gift. Like, here you go. Could have been a bomb. Here you go. Throw that in the car.
They throw you in the car like, sure to give me a lighter.
Yeah. Hey, that's a good promotion. Like, we know you a smoker. For real. Not for real. I don't have time to talk to you real quick. Here's our lighter. Look us up. You know, when you're smoking. Here you go. Who's this
people?
That's
what we got to put on the next round of them.
Right.
In the back of it. The link.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, whatever you
No, but what's going on? You were telling me that Diddy's house got raided? And that's crazy because I thought I would have heard something like that.
It just happened literally today.
Still, right? I mean, look, did you say, is he really on a run? Not on a run, but like.
I did not say that. They just said that he wasn't there at the house and that they stopped his planes from taking off, like his private jets and stuff.
He was going to Bali. Russell Simmons.
He's running off to Russell Simmons.
See, Russell left early. But we're going to get back to Diddy because, you know, Russell left early. At this point, yo, it's tough to be an executive from the 90s. Oh.
It just was a different time back then. It's not an excuse, but I'm just saying, like, that's what everybody was doing back then.
No, but what I'm also trying to figure out is, though, why is it only happening in hip hop? Exactly. Supposedly the people are coming out. Why is it only happening to black executives? Because there's no way. I ain't trying to say anything Russell Simmons did, Rick Rubin did. But I mean, Rick Rubin and Russell Simmons go hand in hand. Dave Mays and Ray Benzino go hand in hand.
Yeah, allegedly. But
Russell, I mean, Puff Daddy and Puff Daddy and what's the guy's name that he hit with the champagne? All them niggas, Steve Stout, all them like.
But they, you seen, they just came out with the Nickelodeon one. Yes, the one on Lifetime they came out with. It's called Quiet on the Set.
Is it a movie?
And that, no, it's a documentary about the kids in the 90s with all these shows and
like one Kids of
the,
Incorporated in them.
No, not that. Not that was like the 80s. More recently, like early 2000s, actually. Damn. Like the Drake and Josh. I don't know if you remember that show, two white boys, but one of the kids, Drake, he got.
Like the two dudes who lives in the on the boat. I remember my daughter used to watch that when she was younger. The brothers, not Drake and Josh, but
well, when, all those shows, they were just talking about how there was inappropriate stuff on the set and people were getting, you know, sexually more than, I don't know what you could say on YouTube anymore.
You can't say that.
Yeah. Like they were getting abused and all the kids were coming out saying that the main guy, Dan, somebody was who's like the producer of all these shows was being inappropriate on set, having people giving massages and stuff on set, and
that's crazy.
So it's a whole
especially the children, like children need massages. That's nuts.
Yeah. Then you have not the children, you know, like because.
But then you have
workers.
What's that? What's that other shit? What happened in the Olympics?
Yeah, with the Simone Biles and all the gymnasts and stuff.
All the gymnasts, yeah.
Yeah, that's so, yeah, it's happening all around, and I'm just glad that it's now people are finding the strength and the courage speaking up,
and it's crazy. And it's crazy because, you know,
people are getting
Cassie definitely signed a NDA, right? And she's probably sitting that back like, yo, fuck it, I'm just going to stand down, right? But what are they raiding this house for?
I don't know. They was I had seen some guys
like it, other people like, saying accusations, like other girls are saying things. I'm honestly being serious right now, like because it's kind of weird. Like
this guy just said, "How's Diddy gonna get taken down for a freako? A freako being too freaky? They're gonna come raid your house for a freako?
Exactly. Like what is this? That's what I'm saying. What are they looking for? Exactly. Like they want the Diddy tapes? The Diddy tapes gotta be wild. Mm-hmm. The white party is so different now."
Yeah.
The shit he used to throw in the Hamptons?
Uh-huh. That used to be the place.
That's
to
the
be.
Shit that Wally Sparks said Jay Carter brought him. He's like, yo.
Shout out Wally.
Shout out Jay Carter too. Oh man, he's out in Brazil. Wildin'. I think my man just dyed his hair ice white. Nice. Crazy. Nah, yo, it's crazy. Straight life. Brazilian. Word living.
Dope.
Back to the beat making too. It's nuts.
Yeah, so a lot of people have stories. There'll be more to come, I'm sure. So you just got to stay tuned.
Yo.
See what happens.
But I'm saying, why? And how do you even know they raided the house for Diddy? Because you said they came out with Justin in cuffs.
I don't know. They raided Diddy's house. That's what I said. So I don't know who they were looking for.
Didn't they say all his houses? Hold on.
Yeah, the one in Florida. Well,
they did all his houses simultaneously? Like, that's crazy. They
Florida, L.A., well,
he's
Miami.
In Bali with Russell Simmons.
Damn, Diddy. Like, damn. Yo. And you know 50 Cent is having a field day with this now. God. He's like, damn, he got the kids now too. Oh, no. He's putting it all over his Instagram.
Take that.
Like, he is having a field day with this. He's loving it. But, I mean, again.
Wait. His house was made by Homeland Security? Yo, that's wild. That's not even like really like police. That's crazy.
Yeah, this is real life. This is real top flight security.
But yo, why you got top real life top flight security? Top flight security. You're stupid. It's Homeland Security. Those are niggas. Yo, hold up. Wait, time out. Why they got this video with all these dudes? Yo, like you're going after Diddy with all. Yo, that's wild. They're gonna kill that man.
Hope not protected. I mean, protect him. Anyways, yo.
Yeah, they got the dogs and everything.
You don't want this?
Nah, put that out. But yo, so actually, you know what we're gonna smoke? Let's smoke this pack.
Yo, you've been talking about these Packwoods. Tell the people what the Packwood is for who don't know, please.
This one's an apple mint.
The packaging is industrial.
That's a good way to describe it. It's like an industrial blunt.
It really is.
Tad bit expensive on this side. I didn't have them and seen them for cheaper, but you know, it's an infused premium.
Infused with blunt. What?
Shit, live resin. Keith. Wait, some of the butt actually fell out, which is kind of dope because you can look. You might even want to just walk up to the camera and show it. Look how green that butt is, y'all. Take that. It's like alien neon.
Oh, it is pretty bright. Y'all can't see.
But oh, shit. This butt falling all over the place.
Give me the littlest bit. Here you go.
It's Packwoods. But I will say this, and this is one thing that I'm really hating about, like, weed from dispensaries up here. Mm. So, because I was grown, fuck all that part. Everyone understands all that already. Massachusetts weed's grown in Massachusetts. It's similar to the whole cigarette thing, how to get the label packaging on the bottom, right? California weed is still better than Massachusetts weed, New England weed, or however you want to call it, up north. Mm-hmm. Climate conditions, soil, everything goes into effect, right? The Packwoods in Cali are way better, way stronger. Out here, you're getting the same exact thing and all the shit, but like,
you say that the but it's still like some Cali. Of the
dopest. Yo, it's
so, but I'm sure this still hits.
Oh my God. It hits, it smokes. These are like, you can just close that because.
Yeah, I'm doing the most right now. I got the freaking things on.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, so nah, this is a apple mince Packwood. You can definitely grab these. This is 46% THC.
God damn.
That's crazy. Yeah, so yo, you read that shit, I pause for a minute like.
Because now when you go to the dispensaries, that's how you choose the bud you're going to get pretty much. Like, what's sometimes the high THC? You'd be like 29%, 35%, 45%.
God damn. Because you don't really, but you know, like, once you start really doing that too many times, you know how it is. And everybody knows how it is. Mm. That moment of time you're walking in, you're like, oh, that's a great deal. Let me just grab that. $8 for $10.
No.
And you find out it's 16%. And you smoke it. And you're laying there like, I got a migraine. No. I got a migraine. It's just like, oh my God.
No, the worst is when you get like a half ounce or something for like 50 or something a deal. You think you got getting good bud and it's the wackest bud. And then you just have to sit on that bud and like, fuck.
Can't even smoke it, right? Smoke this shit. That's also like when, that's like when people be pulling up like, yo, check this bud out. Yo, smoke this bud. I'm like, I mean, man, like, oh, man, you take it, you're like, sometimes you're like, oh, hell no, I'm good on that. I don't want that. Like, that's like, yo, you grew that?
I grew this.
Like, you definitely grew that.
Okay, no.
With dirty water and dirt. Like, yo, get out of here. But like, now I'm over here stuttering to light this shit because like, I was already nice.
You already know what it's
and
supposed
yeah,
to
I've
do.
I've been smoking these shits all week, but they're dope, they're clean, and I feel like it's like euphoric. You don't get
euphoric.
See, I be hitting them, yeah.
Okay, I'm scared.
Cause I said euphoric?
No, just cause.
I was saying, I got words.
It looks intense and. I already know. I'm going to take one hit and be like, all right. And it's a wrap. Yeah. You know, I know my Uber driver
was. That shit smokes, though. God. But now that's a Packwood for you.
It looks like it's canoeing.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be crazy.
I was saying, what's Uber etiquette? Can I, if I'm driving, I got into my Uber today and that shit did not smell well. And so I rolled down my window. I'm sitting in the back.
It's too cold for that shit.
No, I didn't roll it down like that much. I kind of cracked it. It's not even that cold out. But
did he have the heat on too?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm like, I'm not trying to smell like this sweating. When I'm no.
I'm not. No. Let's get into details. So. No. What was the nationality or the race of this guy?
So wait. So
we can get a scent. So we can try to figure out what the scent was.
I will let you know. Down the highway, but he kept on. As soon as I put the window down, he looked back like, did the, you know, the.
okay. Nigga might be working all day blasting the heat. I mean,
but you know when you get into a car and it does not smell good, you don't want to smell like
will it
that.
Linger on
like,
you think?
Yeah, you don't want to smell it, period. Like, give me some air. Give me some fresh
now
air.
Now think about it. That's what I smell right now.
No.
No, I'm kidding. Nah, but yo.
No.
Nah, so Uber etiquette.
So
rolling down your window.
Some Ubers lock the back door, the windows.
In today's weather, it was kind of crazy.
It's not that cold today.
Oh, it's cold. To be rolling down your window driving on the highway?
I cracked it. It was a crack.
And it's making that sound because it's
yes,
one window crack?
Exactly. I feel like it was more that part.
He's up there in the front like, yo.
I feel like it's more that
he's
part.
He's calling you every name. That's why he's going.
Really was.
Yeah.
He kept on looking back and be like, I'm like, sorry.
You gotta reach over and see the etiquette on your side. You should have reached over and cracked both of them. You gotta mute the sound.
Yeah, whatever. Well,
nah, for real, I mean, I get it though, but like, nah, there's been times you get into Ubers and you're like, yo, this shit smells like straight onions. Mm. And you're like, yo, what am I gonna do?
Hold on.
Not getting
like
the ride?
This is like a cigar. Like, I feel like I.
But it's smooth though. It's like, it's nice, yo.
Wider. Like, I don't know. I don't want to make it sexual, but it's like, you know.
Yeah, you're wild. Right in the crazy seat. It's crazy.
So I don't know if I like it. Here you go.
But no, fucking.
But yeah, so the whole way he was just like.
Yeah,
eating,
back to your Uber etiquette. You like switch the whole.
But so it's like as soon as I got in and I smelt it, it's automatically you're going down to at least three stars. At least three stars. You're just starting off. You're not getting the five
three
that
stars.
I usually give to everybody.
You should get one. Yo, honestly, see,
it just went down to
it's
three.
Not, hey, it should be a guaranteed one. Like, yo, you can't get in the Uber and smell like onions. Now you're smelling like onions the rest of your day, right? Because you smell like onions right now. And that's crazy.
No, I do not. Do not say that.
Yo, I'm just kidding. But still, hypothetically,
exactly.
Let's just say, what if you had like a little bit of traffic and you were stuck in the car, couldn't move?
Right, exactly. That's why I had to roll the window down. That's so I'm like, no,
so
I'm not
like
staying in this freaking hot box. Exactly, marinating in the scent. Like, no, thank you.
Could you describe the scent?
It was a little musky. It smells like some spices. It smelled
no cologne?
Like.
I mean,
not really. Not
so.
Much
it wasn't
cologne.
Really, but it wasn't body odor.
No, it wasn't like.
Okay, so
BO.
Body odor is way worse.
I know. That's different. It wasn't the worst.
So that's
it
why we just like
worst.
Yeah, you know,
it was just this his smell.
That's a
it
dude
was just the culture.
Yeah, that's just
smell.
That's just a dude. What? That's wild. But that's just a dude that works out of his car 24/7 and he's just in there with the heat on.
Yeah,
you're right. Bet. Boom.
Yeah,
eating in there and everything. Yeah. Probably had food under the seat. So he probably just got done eating just a second ago. Like,
no, well, either way. No, it smelled like his car smelled like that every day. So,
but what if he just had a whole like soccer team that just left the car?
No,
like,
that
know.
Didn't. Well, that
Uber's
was
crazy,
the case.
And that's probably like his Uber car. Like, yo,
yeah,
he's gonna be like, fuck y'all. Y'all are gonna come
I'm
in here anyways and throw up and be rude and put your knee in the back of my seat.
All I'm saying,
like, yo, Uber's wild.
Some Uber drivers, they freaking lock the windows on you. They don't even let you unlock the doors, unlock the windows.
But then what happens when you be like, excuse me,
sir? I thought he was going to turn it, I thought he was going to put it back up. I was waiting for him to put it back up.
Maybe
I was going to be
lower.
Like, nigga.
You got to put it back.
I was waiting.
Damn. Why is it going back to nigga, though?
Put my damn window down. but he didn't. He rolled the whole way, and I stayed with it cracked. I was like, yeah, even though it's annoying for me, too, the sound. But of the wind blowing in my damn hair.
Well, now you know.
But now I know.
Bust the
put
other
open
one too.
Both. Oh, got it. I'm gonna do that.
You gotta
next
bust
time.
The other one too. That shit's just like. Brrr.
Yeah.
He's like, He's like, what if he just started slowing down? Like,
no, that's what happens when you slow down. Yo. It was like, all right, you don't hear it anymore, right?
It's all hurting your eardrum and shit.
Yeah, but again, even if the smell is too strong, like good smell, like fragrance, like the air freshener, if I get in an Uber and it's too strong, I'd be like, damn, I don't like that either. Right. You gotta have a happy medium, Uber drivers. That was my PSA for the day.
That's crazy.
Okay.
Nah, but that's crazy wild.
It is.
Definitely.
It is. You know what's next month?
What's that?
April.
Oh, 420.
Exactly. You gotta plan something. What should we do, people? We should get something together. Wait definitely. For it. Let us know.
Yeah. It's gonna be wild.
Yes, it is. I don't know, press the wrong button.
The who? Honestly, so the other side of it, right? What else is going on?
The other side of what?
Nah, like, just in general, like, something good. Like, who? Honestly, like, yeah, I guess the whole Diddy shit's going to definitely be out there and be entertainment and be whatever. But, like, at the same time, like, yeah, okay, fine. We're getting a good laugh out of it. But it's really not funny if people were really abused, right? Yeah, then.
You're saying we need some good news?
Do we have to sit here? Now can we start justifying, like, you're going to sound crazy, but, like, do you still listen to R. Kelly?
Yes, I do.
All right, so. Some people try to say, oh, you can't play R. Kelly. We're going to cancel R. Kelly, right? Mm-hmm. Fuck that. I still listen to R. Kelly. I ain't going to lie. Here's the other part. Now, are they going to start saying cancel Diddy?
I don't think so soon, but you never know what comes out and what's going to happen.
What can come out that we don't know. We can put two and two together. You see the Freaknik documentary?
I haven't seen it yet. Yeah. Have you seen it? Anybody's mother in there that we know?
Watch a little bit of it. And I didn't watch it for anybody's that purpose, aunties? So it is time to watch it from the beginning again, right? Just to see who's in there. When they be like, mm-hmm. in the background, we're from Boston! You're like, what? Okay, oh shit. Be crazy.
Yeah, I gotta watch that. Yeah.
That's see, like, Jackie walking across the screen. Yeah, right? Like, yo. Oh, that'd man. Yo, you know what's funny? There is somebody that I grew up with who, like, I wouldn't be shocked if his mother was out there. She might not be on the documentary, but she I'm might sure have one or two of them in there. Nah, but this guy, I'll tell you later. Yo, I can't. This guy.
Stop.
Yo, I believe. Yo, I should give a clue. Nah. You know what? Up.
No, you shouldn't.
Yo, oh my God. Now I think about it, I gotta really watch it in that guise. I gotta watch it from that looking.
Oh, who's that? I know that nose.
I don't know that nose.
I know that nose. I know that face.
Right? And you just picked the nose? Like, no, damn. Like, niggas ain't hiding from nose. Tasha. She said, I know that nose. That's crazy.
Like, that looks like your mother. That looks like your nose. Your face.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah, I gotta watch it. I gotta check it out. But I don't have Hulu. That's like the one streaming thing I don't have.
Yo, Hulu comes with free Disney Plus. Shameless plug for them for free. That's crazy.
I think I have Hulu Disney Plus, but I didn't get the whole package. Whatever with that.
Yeah, you chose Disney Plus over Hulu.
Because I have little nieces.
When Hulu comes with Disney Plus for free.
No, it's a package. You got to get it's Hulu, ESPN, and Disney Plus or something like that.
Nah, I'll get ESPN. That's good.
Yeah.
I got ESPN. That's good.
Okay.
Yo, that shit was supposed to be cheaper, right? In life, streaming services, cheaper than cable. But now you end up getting four different ones, five different ones. It's
the same as cable now.
And it ends up being the same. Oh, man. Then they found out we were sharing. Yeah. Oh, man.
Then I'm like, damn, why don't I need this station? Or I need this station to watch this show or station. I'm like, damn.
But it's cool when you share with certain people because, you got to hope that they don't go on your profile. Like, yo, don't go on my profile and like movies and shit. Fucking on my algorithm. I want to see what I like pop up on my, you know, just in things make we think you'll like. Profile. Like, yo, if you're going to ball my, yo, make a profile. Don't sit here and, nah, don't watch it in mine. And don't even use the guest one. That's my fucking up my spare one, yo. There might be a certain genre there just purposely, like, quick, fast. Like, free game. Like, smoke that shit. You scared?
I did. I am. I am scared.
Yeah, but no, like,
it's coffee today for me. I'm up.
I might have to put this shit up.
Ooh, jeez. Strong. Strong.
Right? But it wakes you right up, though. Mm-hmm. Are you talking about the Via coffee? Like, shout out Via. What about that?
Dang, I was
going to
say something.
I was like, speedballing up caffeine and blunts.
Exactly.
Crazy. No, but T, what else, yo? Wasn't you just in Puerto Rico? God damn. Where in the world is? It's nuts.
Yes, I was in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico was a good time. Shout out to my friends who got married. And I got to see a lot of my college friends. You know, it was fun. All my friends are married now. So there's that. Congratulations to all of them. And
my congratulations, you.
Yeah. I'm not running back to Puerto Rico. I know that. The food was good. The beaches were good. The weather was good. But it's not all-inclusive. So, you know, it's still part of the United States. And they're all about the money. So,
no, I think the majority of things are imported, too.
Still, I know. So. It's on an island, but it's still part of the, there's no all-inclusive. I'm paying for my hotel and breakfast and lunch and dinner. What? No, thank you. So it was fun, but I'd rather go to Mexico or Jamaica or someplace with all inclusive so I can just chill out.
Yeah, I love me some Mexico. I fuck Mexico up.
Yeah, Mexico's fun.
I'd be having a blast in Mexico.
The Black and Tulum.
I ain't gonna even say what part because, like, you guys can keep Tulum. Keep it.
That's what I'm like, Black and Where Tulum. I go. No. Exclusive. Excuse me. Tell us.
You mean you gotta hit nope? I'm gonna like, say tell this. Us. If you go to Mexico and you know what a cenote is, you know what a cenote is? Like a little body of water?
Cenote?
I mean.
Yeah, say it right.
Cenote,
I'm like,
okay.
I'm like, cenote? What is that? Money? Cenote.
But you know
yes,
but,
yes, I know what a cenote is, right? Cenote right. is.
So, like, one of off of one of those towns.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
It's like a town that's just like, yo, the cenote is right there.
Mm-hmm.
So. Nice little good town, nice place in Mexico, yo.
So
Mexico, and the resorts are dope in Mexico, but yo, the people are dope. Like, the food's bomb. You know what I'm saying? And it's safe as people think, oh, yeah, that you can get into that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just like, you have respect. You know what I mean? Once they know you're a tourist, whatever, they can leave you alone.
Yeah, especially for me who almost got kidnapped and fought for my life out there. Remember when I went to Mexico and I lost my phone? My mom thought I was gone and dead by the feds, by the cartel. That got
crazy.
Me. Yeah, it was scary, but I was okay. I made it through. But,
yeah, I mean, losing your phone in another country is kind of tough, but you left out a lot of pieces of that story. I just thought about that, and it's like, because you left out a lot of pieces of that story, I'm going to paraphrase it. You're not to Mexico, right? But they didn't know who you went with, and that was the issue. So then you went missing because you lost your phone. Having an amazing time in Mexico, right?
I was having too much fun.
So you lost your phone. You didn't even care about it or think about using another phone and calling like, yo, I'm good. So, you know. Nah, that's.
Yeah.
You said, yo.
Oh, and then, no, the kicker was my phone sent whoever found my phone. I had it set up if you try to get into it too many times, it sends like an emergency message to somebody. And of course, my emergency contact was my mother. So it sent an emergency message to her, and then she couldn't get contact with me. So that's what really set it off. Sorry, Mom. Love you. But it was scary.
Poor Tina.
It was scary, man.
That's crazy.
It was fun. I had a great time. Again, Black in Tulum was lit, if you haven't gone. Just a little Black beach club. You know, they play Black music on the beach. It was fun, though. Have some, get a table and stuff. So check it out. We went ATVing, we did zip lining, and we did the cenotes. That was a scary part because it's like swimming under a cave and shit. Like, I was not the biggest fan of that. But then once you get under,
jumping off rocks,
it was kind of okay. But it's like pitch black. And
if you know, if you can't swim, don't walk with it. But
yeah, definitely wear a life jacket. Even if you can swim, it's just easier on life. You get to enjoy it more.
So the other city, I never really went missing, but oh man, did we have to pay the cops off?
Oh, when?
You put that up.
See? It got us.
Nah, so one time I was with the big guy with the dreads, right? And you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're out there, and I had to use the bathroom bad. And I'm like, I'm just going to do it. I'm sitting there. You're going to cut. No, it's pitch black. No, nobody's around. So I pee. I come out of the cut out of nowhere. Come here.
Mm-hmm. They're waiting.
Yo, the cop's like, come here. And I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah, I turn around. This nigga dipped. I'm looking at his big ass run across the grass field. And I'm like, if I dip too, he's definitely getting caught. No, that's what I'm saying. If I dip, he's definitely getting caught. Because I'm like, there's no way. I'm like, yo. I'm like, why is he running? So I didn't realize the cop was going to ask me for as much money as he did. And I'm like, nah, that's not happening. Yo, he said something. In his radio, a pickup truck pulls up. All I look up and I see is two white guys with handcuffs sitting in it, looking at me with the, like, I should have paid face. Mm. And I was like, all right, cool. And we're standing right by the ATM. It's the pickup truck, the ATM, and the cop looking at me. And I go and I take out just 100 less because of pride. Then he asked for. And I just fold it up and I give it to him and I'm like holding on to it still. And he waves the truck away. Mm. So the truck drives away. I let it go. And he's like, oh, and I'm like, no. We're good. He goes, all right, get out of here. I go back to the spot. I see, big dude with the dreads. I'm like, yo, what's up with you, yo? He's up, feeding hard. He's like, yo. He had on all white sneakers. That's the best part. They're all scuffed up with grass. I'm looking like, that's what you get. I'm in my head. I'm like, that's what you get. So right, I'm sitting here like, yo, you straight dipped on me. He goes, yo, there's no reason for both of us to get locked up. One of us got to be able to tell us what happened.
One of us got to be out to tell the story. I looked at him and
said, he goes, how much they get you for? I tell him he starts dying. I'm like, yo.
Mexico.
That's all right. Let's go back up. He goes, you want to go back? I go, might as well. He's like, nah, let's at least go see his change. Then go. I said, okay, cool. You're right. You went, changed, then went back up. But I'm like, damn, that's the most expensive piss I ever took outside. Mm. Oh, there my God. Go.
Damn.
And honestly, I would have argued with him out there all night, trying to talk him down, up until I see that pickup truck pull up with them motherfuckers handcuffed. And they had the whole look of defeat.
Ready
like,
to get you.
Like, yo, all I had to do was pay. Mm. And I'm like, yeah, this guy's getting paid.
Yeah, not in Mexico. They're not going to test it out here. I watched too many Locked Up Abroad.
But Locked Up Abroad is different.
It's still Mexico. It's still abroad. It's still the U.S., but it's not as extreme as the ones in Locked Up Abroad be. But, you know, it's
no, I'm just saying they're getting caught doing dumb shit.
I know.
Traffickers.
Still, you don't want to.
Not even saying it's dumb shit, truthfully, because, like, yo. That's how we used to get out smoke back in the day. So, like, not me, but like how the weed used to come in mm-hmm. when it was before it was legal and shit. So,
yeah. Hey. Yeah, you see Massachusetts about to pass this law.
What?
To have the people who are in jail for weed come out.
They already did that, I thought.
No,
I thought they were just taking it off their records. There's still people in jail for weed? I thought I swore Massachusetts was been so. Like.
Either way, Massachusetts is one of the first to do it.
I think they take it off. So what happened was, I think what happened is a lot of people had weed charges when they were younger. So if they caught another offense when they were older, it kind of like enhanced whatever their charges was and stuff. So it actually, when you take that weed offense off, now you can actually say, no, they really wasn't that level of a, you know what I'm saying? So it mm-hmm. drops their sentences where somebody probably got like 10 years on something that they shouldn't have had, right? Got 10 years on. And now it drops down to like, oh, he gets to come home because he should have been home mm-hmm. 7-8 years ago. And that's dope. So.
Yeah. So shout out Massachusetts for keeping it moving. Being an example for these other states. Make it happen across the U.S.
Well, because if you take weed charges off of a lot of people's records, you get a lot more people that can apply for certain jobs now.
Yeah, there's so many people that
young ladies in high school
weed back in the day.
Yeah, weed charge
and just can
shatter their dreams for years.
Exactly.
So it's like,
and now people are just walking in the store and buying it like it's nothing. Yo. Okay, so if I
and that's when you got to feel bad about the people who did it, and you got to consider them pioneers at this point, or damn near fucking martyrs, that living martyrs, because they literally went to jail and did time for weed.
Yeah. Yes.
Like,
exactly.
That's.
They fought for us to be able to walk into these stores, these dispensaries to live. Right. So, you know, it's only right.
And the government always lied. It was never a gateway drug. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's always easy to say it was a gateway drug because everybody was doing it, but this is definitely not a gateway drug. If I didn't want to do, I was never tempted to do more than.
Oh man, I smoked the blunt. Like, what's your about? Like, yeah, that's crazy. Like,
yeah.
So. I don't know.
Weed.
I think
here to stay.
I do think it's weird, but I do think it's a gene that certain people have that's a receptor to certain shit.
What are you talking about? What science stuff are you talking about now?
It is what it is.
That make people react a different way with smoking
like,
weed, you're saying?
No. That just makes them like. Like, what makes somebody try a drug?
Oh.
Right?
Some people have addictive personality. Addiction runs in their family, the way their environment that they're living, that they grew up in. I don't know if it's a gene, but some people have the trait, I guess, but. Yeah.
Right,
some
like
people
saying,
know that they have it and can fight.
That's like saying
it.
If somebody's mother was a crackhead,
you're gonna be a crackhead.
Eventually, you got the crackhead gene, boy. you got the crackhead gene. So eventually, but nah, that's not
that's
true.
Not how
no
it
way.
Works. That's not how it works, people.
Yo. Nah, but. You got the crackhead gene. No, but that's nuts, right? Can you imagine that?
Yeah, no. So well, that's not how it works.
I ain't saying that's how it works, but if said person did become one also, could you be like, I mean.
So the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
You got the crackhead gene. Yo. But nah, that's even like. Yeah, I mean, like, there's certain countries that have shit like, what's that? That they say is like legal ecstasy in certain like Switzerland or something like that.
Yeah, I just think there should be more places around here that you can go and to check your drugs. Like there are places exactly, and there are places around here, but there needs to be more that you can go and check your drugs because now fentanyl is mixed with freaking everything. So there's places that I think in like California also, but you can go and have your drugs checked.
And they don't get in trouble.
That it is what it is. Yeah. And they don't get in trouble. Damn. And you're taking it safely and you're not freaking ODing on fentanyl. Like, sheesh. I don't know how we got here, but.
Who got that job? Happen.
I don't know. But that's helping.
Who got that job?
It's helping and hurting.
But yeah, he's over here checking. Oh, shit. Like, he's just looking for Fetty all day, every day.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Saving lives. But, you know.
He knows he knows what everybody's doing. Yo, that's he's in the grocery store like, oh shit, that's Chris. He's a methamphetamine guy.
He has to be confidential, HIPAA, oh, that's and all Sarah. Compliance. Sarah all that
loves
great
her.
Stuff.
Sarah loves her cocaine. Yeah, well, no. Well, well. Look at Dr. Chain.
No, no.
Him and his heroin. Yo, can you imagine a guy who has that job?
Yeah.
Even the girl who's checking people in when they come in. Mm-hmm. Oh, so what would you like to get checked today? I got this vial of crack.
Yeah. I'm sure that's how it is in dispensaries now. They be like, oh, what? Hey, like, you smoke?
You think
like,
people are checking weed?
No, well, like teachers will come in or people like the girl on the front desk be like, oh, you're here.
I can go get some street weed and some dispensary weed. And take it over there and they'll check them for me? And tell
No. I'm saying...
They don't check weed?
I don't think they check weed.
See, yo, that's kind of like racist.
No, because the store's not out here yet. I don't know where this... Like, maybe they check weed, the drug testing store, but I don't think they're out here yet. They need to come out here. But, no, I was saying you never know who smokes weed. Like, oh, that's Mr. So-and-so. He loves that half pound.
Yo.
He's coming to get his daily.
Again, in the grocery store with the bud tenders,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Imagine going to the dentist and you're like, wait, hold up. Yo.
Hey, Mr. Stevens.
How was that eighth?
Right.
Shit's hitting. Just come see how special now.
Exactly. Oh, man. So
when you ask me if I smoke, you already know. So you do too, I guess.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Took you as an edible guy.
Right.
Like, so fuck yo.
Yeah, we gotta switch it up one day. Do like edibles or vapes and stuff instead of smoking.
Vapes, yeah. Edibles, no.
Not gonna sit here and do edibles. Well, you gotta take it before and then have it kick in. So while we're filming, it'll be activated.
Be activated. Yeah, again, an apple mint packwood.
Yeah.
It's just fire.
It was intense, people.
You grab them.
What happened to the donuts?
They got lost in translation, but
dang,
it is what it is, right?
Next time.
Till next time, folks. Hope to see y'all again. Time. Thank you for watching. Hope you enjoyed. Shout out the fans, the haters, the supporters, and everybody out there.
Yes,
that's watching and smoking.
Like, share, subscribe. Share with your friends. Let them know. Hit up all the DSPs.
I'm good.
Peace out, Coffee Blunt. No, I'm nice. We out.